I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the os and fay, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is the egg. The summer I became a golf caddy was filled with suddenly unfamiliar routines and the deep lows and soaring highs of messy adolescence. I was 14 years of age and not skipping smoothly along the surface of life's waters. My childhood pals, the Harris boys, seemed to suffer no similar quandaries, so, as is so often the case of adolescent logic, I was infinitely attracted to them. In our family, I was the boy child, wedged between two sisters, and understanding what it meant to be male was not a commodity I could garner from them. The male egg, as it were, was my own to crack. When the Harris boys asked me if I wanted to join them caddying when school let out that summer, in my second year of being a teenager, I was alternately thrilled and nervous. It would be my first job. I didn't know the ins and outs. When I showed up at their home in the pre-dawn hours that first morning, I saw them pile into the oldest brother's beat-up car with sack lunches they'd brought along. I was without that plan. The youngest of the boys, Wade, who was my age and my best friend, told me he'd share, but that I needed to learn to pack some food or I'd be wasted from carrying two heavy golf bags by 10 a.m. When I asked him what was in the paper bags, he smiled dreamily and said, "We make egg salad sandwiches." I wolfed my half down just before heading to the first tee at Twin Orchards Country Club that summer. It saved me, I'm sure, and it taught me a valuable lesson about laying down a foundation before working. But the words that spiraled back to my ears as Mr. Malkin took the first mulligan of a long morning were those of Wade saying, "We make egg salad." It had not occurred to me that the boys could make their own lunches. Power and control concepts flashed into my teenage mind. Time spooled forward, and it wasn't long before the first job I got as a cook was as a breakfast one, and the egg and I became intimately intertwined. In recent years, we have seen the ascent of the slow-cooked egg. Even if you have not heard of it by that term or another, sous vide, there is a strong likelihood you have had it. Through the precision of cooking instruments like the immersion circulator, an egg can be brought to an incredibly specific internal temperature where the egg yolk is as sensuous as God intended. The egg is one of cuisine's most important integers. It is both meal and agent. It fills the palate and taste buds with a kind of primal satisfaction that is both haunting and familiar. As an ingredient, it has transformative powers beyond other basics like flour, milk, or any member of the vegetable kingdom. It is the beginning of life, but it is also a partner to a cook as intimate and needed as the knife or the garden. Nora Ephron said, "When I fall in love, it always begins with potatoes. For me, it would be eggs. When I finally mastered some dishes as a cook, I came back to the shared home I had with some pals, and I made them omelets for dinner. My stock soared. Next time around, it will be a slow-cooked egg." I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.